a few years ago, I think you're talking about 3 or 4 years ago, right? We had a very bad flood, if you remember, very bad, and they had to evacuate all these people on this island because the water was rising quite rapidly, and they had to evacuate everybody from that island. It was quite bad, actually, that time. Oh, it was. And, of course, we had some night parties, and we had to cancel quite a few of our night parties because the river was too dangerous. It was far too dangerous to go on there. It was terrible.
Oh, yes, sometimes the party boats can be a bit irritating when it's so
yes,
late.
Yes, that's true.
In fact, the first few months we came here, that was the only flying allotment, really. Well, they come past at about 7 o'clock and they're all sitting very sedately having their drinks and food. But by 11:30, they're all on their feet dancing and singing and disco going. We do occasionally have the odd DJ that likes the sound of his voice. Mm. And, of course, the sound travels tremendously on the river. I mean, literally, you could only have a neighbour even talking in the garden. It drifts up. Shan't start to sing, but there's certain
Good Night Irene seems to be popular, doesn't it, for some reason?
And Village People, isn't it, usually? Yeah. But I suppose if we were dancing up and down with them, we wouldn't mind.
But they usually stop about 11:15, don't they?
Yes.
So it's not too bad, actually.
Yeah.
After the paddle steamer, the float went on to hit the bank here, near the Thames Path. I contacted the Ramblers Association to discover who was responsible for establishing the 213-mile long-distance footpath, which runs from the source of the Thames and the Cotswolds all the way to the sea. They said that one of their members could take the lion's share of the credit, David Sharp. Let's continue along the path and listen to him.